Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Full Moon Fever album, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's just Tom Petty, excuse me. Running Down a Dream. 1989, 464, 568, 51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Bill, go ahead.
I think it's buffoonery when a song starts with a guitar riff, but not that song.
Oh,
do you think that?
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a big fan of that, but oh, wow. Rarely does something catch you that fast. I mean, and simple. It was
exactly.
very simple. And throughout the song, all of a sudden they break into it again. It's just like, that's incredible. Me and Del were singing Little Runaway. Oh, I'm telling you, Tom Petty, I know you guys are just, you know, off the hinges
big
for
fans.
Him. And I'm a fan, not as probably as big as you guys, but that song is is ridiculously good. 89, not really my era for music.
It wasn't?
Well, no, I was...
70s.
70s is where I'm
still. That's right. You're a 70s
I'm a 70s
person.
Guy also, but this is... And I also think that Petty would have been big in the 70s.
Was he?
In the 70s, yeah.
I think he was. Hold on.
When was Dan the Torpedo? 78?
Late 70s.
Late
70s,
yeah.
He would have fit in, is what I'm saying. He would have fit in just fine
with
anyone from the 70s. That's a great take by you, Jake. I'm going to go 9222. Incredible.
Thank you.
Damn the Torpedoes came out in November of... Of 79.
79, yeah. Okay.
What was that, by the way?
Better Times.
Better Times.
So that song came out 10 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
And then how it just appears in the middle, throughout the song, and it just, every time you just catch it's like that. Oh.
Yeah, I'll go with 9-2. 9-2.
That was really
good. You played the riff. I saw you.
Yeah, you did.
You played the riff.
Yeah, it was Petty's.
We love Petty.
Covered Petty. Now, what do you think Ellie's doing?
Okay, I'm going to say this right now. I'm not going to say Ellie's going to lie. Ellie's going to be in a 8-1, Dad's a 9-2.
7-6, 9-3.
You got the family.
Pretty solid, Bill.
I feel good about the family.
You've got the family.
Bill, I've gotten to know Ellie. That's why. We talk, and Derek, her dad, we've had discussions. Derek overslept a couple times and didn't get his score.
That was weird. Two days in a row.
2 days in a row. That was very odd. And then we worked through that, and now we're back as the stool is all together.
Derek.
Yes.
6'7".
Yes.
Is he 6'7"?
Yes.
He would have been approximately.
He'd been an incredible goalie.
A soccer goalie.
Been
he was
hard
a good
to get
basketball
with
player.
Yeah, really good.
Did he go to school with you?
He's a quarterback, too. No.
You weren't there?
Mm-mm.
I think he's a little younger than us.
He is.
Yeah.
Some ratings from the text line before we get to Bill's thrills. Houston, 9.2. Bill and Bennett, 9.25. Rod in Lincoln says 8.5. Sean in Omaha, banger, 10.
Banger. Banger.
Mike and Dalton, 9.5. Who in Clevis?
Bird.
9.
At 9. It's the highest bird number yet. The highest bird number.
Jake's birthday song. Is that what we're talking
about? That's what I did, yeah.
That's what it is, yes.
I love that song.
It's a big day for Jake.
Jake and Hickman, catchy, 7.7. Sanderson, 9. Ryan in California, 8.8. That Dog Will Hunt, 9.5 from Tyler in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, cool.
Deport.
We got somebody in Davenport listening?
This is the first day. We never heard from
I've
Davenport,
seen him
have we?
Before, looks like.
Thank you, Davenport.
Wait a second. We got a Davenport, Iowa listener?
Yes. The port.
Did not.
The Damn port. It, that makes me happy.
Kent, 9.2. Bird Mountain says 5. Petty is overrated. Take it back.
Oh, geez.
Take it back. Take it back.
Kent was also there Friday night. Kent was there.
Kent.
Yes, he was there.
Gavin and Pender, 6.8.
Gavin, embarrassing.
A little low.
Be better.
Casey and Seward, 7.1. Fritz and Lincoln, 8.9. The Commissioner, 10+.
The Commish.
Downtown Scott, 7.5. Tater says, Jake, wow, 10.
Tater.
Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 6.9. It's okay from them.
Right there.
Not a Petty fan, 2. Eric and Hickman.
Okay.
Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back. Jay Norfolk, 10. You two, before you get to the Bills Trills. Tyler in Wichita. Are you near the portal, Tyler, down there? Have you seen the portal at all? 8.9. Albert, 9.5. Robert, 9.6. Chris, 10. Genghis, 10. He says,
the corn.
Tom Petty is always a 10.
Wow.
Genghis Corn. And that is your song of the day, Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty from 1989. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the grain marketing and crop insurance experts, the gurus. Check them out on their website at gotrados.com. GOTREDAS.com. Bill, is it a Football Facts Monday today for
football you? Football Facts Monday. I thought we'd track back here a little bit. See what Steve thinks of this. Coaching and administration alignment equals successful assignment. Coaching and administration alignment equals successful assignment. How to improve the product. Coaching matters. 3 years ago, Texas had zero drafted. 3 years ago, zero drafted. Oof. And everybody says, well, it's Texas. That's why they have people drafted. No, they've had epic fails. They have all the money. They have epic fails.
3 years ago.
3 years ago, they had zero drafted at the University of Texas.
Inconceivable.
This year, they had 12. 3 years later, Sarkson, he's established. He was there 3 years ago, but that wasn't his guys.
No.
He comes in and has a plan on what you should look like, how they should be.
Yep.
And guess what else they've done?
Good point.
Been in the playoffs twice.
Yes, they have.
They've been in with the 4-team playoffs the 12-team playoffs. But the reason is there's total alignment of what they should look like, what it has to be, how it goes. They were so good. They kept whether it was.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Air quotes on the number one quarterback, Arch Manning. He sat for 2 years. And didn't leave. Didn't even think about leaving. Mm. Never even heard it floated, did you?
Mm-mm.
Imagine that.
I didn't.
Didn't even hear it. It's like, no, we have a
plan. If it was floated, I don't know about it.
The best plan for us right now is to play Quinn Ewers, and we're going to get you ready. This is how we're going to operate. You never hear of issues down there. And you talk about how much coaching matters when someone comes in. Remember, Alabama was a mess when Saban came in.
Different places were a mess.
They were bad.
And then all of a sudden, you get someone in there, and they're a total alignment from top down. So Del Conte, AD, boom. You don't see any flaws. You don't see it.
You don't see those
things going on. And it's just people say, well, does it matter? Does this matter? Yeah, it does.
Yeah, God.
And it's not. And it doesn't matter on just here. I'm going to call some plays. No. It's how I'm going to run the program.
It's almost the ninth thing.
It's down the line.
Yeah.
As far as like, well, what do you guys really want to get? We need a play caller.
No,
you don't. Get a play caller. Yes, you need to have that. What we need is a head coach.
Leader.
And that's what you can tell. When you go from zero draft picks and 3 years later you have 12, I'm not sure what they had last year, probably 10 or so. I mean, they had a lot last year also. So it just tells you that the track that they're on and how important it is to have leadership and then total alignment from the top down.
Yep.
And when you see teams, how many teams you see that were really good? I mean, what Georgia have again? 12 somewhere in that?
Georgia had 13 players drafted.
13 players. I mean, just take a look from top down, how they're organized. I think that team they talked about, they won whoever played in that national championship game, whatever, they had like 39 drafted off of that team.
What? Total. Say that again?
Yeah, their, really? Their last national championship team, or however it was. That,
when 39? They beat TCU?
Something like that. At 39.
That's a monster number.
That's ridiculous is what that is.
Drafted.
Yeah. Not that's a monster.
That's not even guys that were free agents that made it on teams. Mm-hmm. That's just drafted.
That's a monster number.
But having that top-down alignment.
God, 39. Oh, my God. Just, how are you beating that?
Somewhere. If I'm off a number, I'm off a number. But it's a maybe in 37. It's That's a ridiculous
fine.
Number.
Whatever. The 30s is crazy.
It's a ridiculous number. And like I said, when people look, and now here's the other thing. Now, those who do that, you have to have some resources too. But if you just think the resources are enough, then let's look back to 3 years ago. They had none drafted.
No.
And guess what?
No, you're
they
right.
They had a ton of money then too.
No, they did.
And who has the most money? Probably.
And the campus didn't
Texas
move.
A&M.
Yeah.
Texas A&M probably has the most money.
Right.
And when have we ever written about them?
No, I get tired of talking about A&M falling short. I mean, what happens? Why can't they do it? Because coaching matters. You're right.
Coaching matters. And how to run it. That is the thing. That's not like, wow, we got this unbelievable. No one's a magic play caller.
No.
You can go through the teams and just go, man, that guy can call plays.
That's why I
and
don't
all of
like
a sudden, they're no good. Sark could call plays. He's really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did he, remember when he left Alabama for a year? Where'd he go? Went to the Falcons. How'd it go?
Mm. Not good.
Not well.
Not well, because they didn't. So you have to have some. You have to be able to have some situations, but you have to have the right person. I mean, there's a reason that Oregon is where they're at right now. Dan Lanning's
Dan Lanning.
Guess what? Really hard to be Dan Lanning as far as this. It's not like, well, who else goes to Oregon to recruit? Does Nebraska go out there a lot?
No.
No one goes to Oregon to recruit. They only have one or two, three, four players a year, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they have to go everywhere to go find players. And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard when you have to go and travel that distance. When you're in the SEC, you're in a footprint, right?
God, yes.
You're in a footprint. So all the way across
God,
the board.
God, yes, you are. And you are in the football country. Yeah. I mean, that is football country. Oregon had 10 draft picks, by the way.
Yes, Oregon had
Coaching 10. Matters. Like, and I've all, you know, you always kind of know that. But it's been driven home to me in the last 7-8 years. Like, you got to find the right person. If you don't, it can be Texas with no draft picks.
No draft picks and complete fails.
Texas with no draft picks.
They had several complete fails in a row. At a place that has as much money as anyone, probably one of the most unique how would Austin, Texas be considered as far as a town?
Oh, come on. So one of the biggest great towns.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even live there. It's so insane how cool Austin is.
Yep.
And then, by the way, top two or three states for producing high school talent. And so you have everything right there. And yet there was failure and there was failure and then there was failure.
They had to screw it up, right? You have to screw that up.
In a way, yes. In a way. And then when you get top down, like I said, when you had someone come in there, and it's like, Sark. Hey, this is how we do it. Also, what was good about Sark said, he failed this. Or Washington, he was just okay. Had the issue at SC. Goes to Alabama and kind of goes into football rehab type of thing. But when you get to see it from other perspectives, and also probably his thing, he goes, man, did I fail at this, probably at Washington. I wasn't as good as I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
USC, I had this. Like evolved. That. Now I've evolved. Having a veteran person to be in that spot is really cool. But I thought that jumped out at me.
Oh, it does.
0-12.
To 12.
3 years.
In 3 years.
In 3 years. If you want to see like that, whether the number is 12 like that, and so within 3 years like that, so this will be next year, hopefully Nebraska's in that 6-8 range, that is getting up into the 8-10s. I don't know if Nebraska has to be in 12s, but they need to be in the 8-10s.
Nice.
Because what did Ohio State have?
14.
14. So that's who
you got. But you know who had six? Yeah. Maryland had six
Maryland
players.
Had six.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland had six.
Maryland.
Notre Dame had six.
Maryland.
Bama had seven. Florida, seven. LSU, seven. Miami, seven. Ole Miss at eight. I mean, that's achievable.
What is Alabama? I think it's like 17 or 18 years in a row of having a first-round draft pick.
Good God.
Think about that.
Good God.
Think about that. You guys talked about the Nebraska being
2011.
11, since they had a
first-rounder. Prince.
The Prince. What a great guy. He's fun to recruit. But Alabama's had one every year since the last 17
sometimes
years.
Sometimes it depresses me a little bit.
And the number, when you see the – and that,
yeah, it's a given. It almost feels like it's a given for Bama to have somebody in the first round. Which it shouldn't be a given, but they've made it feel like it's a given.
It's not a given.
They have made it feel like it's a given for them.
Once you think it is, that won't happen.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, once you think that, oh, yeah.
But they've spoiled the fans.
They have.
Of football. So the headline again, Bill, please.
Coaching and administration alignment equals successful assignment.
That is Bill's Thrills Football Facts Monday. When we come back, hour two, the Shedeur Sanders fall. We'll discuss it next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.